from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Money can't buy happiness. Callis, this is right up your alley right now, and this is kind of near and dear to your heart. And I don't know if you thought that we were going to even talk about this, but you mentioned this because you were sad about it. And I was like, you know what? Let's just talk about it. Now, this team is second in the AL East. They still may finish first by the end of the season in the AL East. But yesterday they lost 12-3 against the Mets. The Yankees, like, they spend so much money every single year. And I know that they... And I'm sure if you ask and do a poll of Yankees fans, I bet you a lot of them are distraught and a lot of them are disappointed in the team. They're still a good baseball team, the Yankees are. They spent a lot of money, but they're not a World Series team whenever you watch them. And I've watched them. I've had that opportunity to watch them a few times now. I've had an opportunity. They've been on TV. I kind of follow what they do just to get a gauge because I am a fan of Soto. I am a fan of Judge. I am a fan of, you know, just kind of the Yankees, not as much as you are. You are a big-time fan, favorite player, Derek Jeter. We all know that. But they lose 12-3 against the Mets last night. I believe that game, I mean, it was home. It's not – whenever you watch the Yankees and for all the amount of money that they spend, that's not a World Series team, is it?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's extra frustrating this season because they started so hot. I think they were the first team to 50 wins, and from that point, they really struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Boone, I saw him on television this morning for his post-game press conference yelling, "We want to win! We want to win! Like, what are you guys talking about? We want, you know." And, I mean, I talk about this all the time, and I think that, I know Greg Finley at KDK AM, he's a Mets fan, too, right. And they've spent a lot of money, and I think that... You know, talking to him about the Mets and me following the Yankees, I've talked about this on the Fan Early Morning Show a lot, too, is that it needs to be a balance between, you know, how much you spend and who you acquire and what players you develop because, yeah, spending does not always yield success. It yields success sometimes, but, like, most of the time it doesn't, especially in a sport like baseball. I mean, they overspent on Carlos Rodon, I think. They acquired a hefty contract of Juan Soto, and they still can't be first in the division. Mm-hmm. And it's the Orioles who have, shockingly, developed well and added some pieces. So the Mets are the same way, where they signed Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer last season, and you know those two players ended up getting traded because you know they were over the hill, I think, you know, from what their primes were, and they weren't worth the contract. So... Yeah, just because you spend on guys that have big names, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to breed success.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need, like, you know, like I talk about, that's why you need that balance.
Well, I mean, this does go into, I mean, and they very, very well may win the World Series. They may very well may make it to the World Series. I get that. They're the Yankees. They're always going to have the best opportunity because they do spend money, and they're one of the most prestigious franchises in all sports.
If they have to play, the Astros are going to lose. That's been a theme.
But this just kind of goes to the... You know, looking at the Pirates, like, you don't have to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to have a good baseball team.
No, and that's what I try to tell, like, I mean, that's why I talk to Pirate fans about that. I'm like, listen, when the Yankees were good in the late 90s, that's because George Steinbrenner got suspended for meddling where he shouldn't have been, and they actually devoted their resources to drafting properly. So you got the core four that Jeter was a part of. You know, and I think people don't really understand that. Now, they spent money on Jeter and all those players after that to keep them, But for the most part, like, their prime years where they won those World Series in the late 90s were because they drafted and developed. So I tell Pirate fans, it's not necessarily about just giving a hefty contract to somebody just because they have a big name.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to develop properly. Now, you can criticize their development, their hitting coaches, all that stuff, but, like, I think that just to blindly say, oh, they don't spend enough, I don't love that argument, because teams that do spend on big names, those big names don't always produce.
Right. Right, you're absolutely right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.